After a few different tunes, including that one, oh, what a foursome. Matt Maher, Rich Mullins, Mac Powell, and Ellie Holcomb teaming up on The Joy of Jesus. It made me think, Jason Cairns, as we start First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. First off, I thought we could have another name for this. Occurred to me last night. It could just be called Two Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
I think we just keep adding subtitles.
I know. We'll have so many names. Yeah. But anyhow, we'll stick with best 5 minutes because people, even in the mail, I'm going to get to refer to it that way. But yeah, so on the heels of that tune, Maher, Mullins, Powell, Holcomb, like, what if you could have your own dream quartet? That would be fun to come up with.
It would. You know, actually, that wouldn't be far off from mine, I don't think.
Huh.
You know, maybe it would. But I love Matt Maher. I think as a lyricist, Matt Maher is really, really important. Of course, I love Rich Mullins. I'd probably have Andrew Peterson in there.
Mm-hmm. You would. I'd have Stephen Curtis Chapman in there. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that'd be a good thought experiment.
We've got some fan mail today. So, when I say fan mail, that sounds kind of... It's hearing from our wonderful listener. Susan in Menominee writes, and she does have a kind word for Rod Larson, too. But anyhow, anything for me, I include for you if it's the early morning show. So, Mark, your show helps me start the day inspired. Thank you for all your uplifting, spirit-filled messages and music. That's a part of what we do right here. So, there we go.
Absolutely.
Thank you to Susan. She was one of our generous contributors during March Hope and Hoops, as was Frank, who writes from up north. And he says, dear WWIB, his support for Hope and Hoops. He says this, enclosed is my pledge check for the hoops shooting as part of the early morning show hosted by Mark. I cannot even begin to tell you how important that 5:30 to 7 a.m. segment is for me. I listen as I travel to work, leaving around 5:30 for my 75 to 90-minute drive. I'm able to listen to multiple morning programs along the way, and Mark is the best. He has just the right mix of wake-up stuff, but more importantly is Christian messaging, testimony, consistency, and use of the word. And the best 5 minutes with Dr. Jason K. is so valuable. The same is true for Greg Stewart's sports and commentary. I mean, isn't that just pump you up to start the day?
It does. You know, we've said it before, but the to hear words from folks like that is really encouraging.
You know,
sometimes it seems like it's just you and I on air, and I'm glad we're all in this together.
I mean, I would do it if it was just you and I, you know?
I would, too. I think that's maybe part of the draw for people is that you and I would just do this. We said we would do 3 hours if we could.
Here's the thing. There's days where I think I would probably... Man, I don't know if I should say this. Yeah, you should probably find a job that you'd be willing to pay them to do it. But if they pay you, you go, that's a good deal. So, anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, you had an article, Shining a Light into Shame's Darkness, that you posted in the had posted in the past at andrewjbauman.com, and it got reposted. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I wrote it actually initially for a magazine called Fathom. A few years ago, and my original title for it was I Became What I Hate, and it was a kind of an exploration of shame. I've for many years talked about how against I am using shame as a motivator for people, and then through a number of circumstances came to realize that I had become a shamer myself, and probably most obviously in my relationship with my oldest daughter. And it really broke me and really set me, I think, on a new trajectory of trying to come to understand myself and how I relate better. I think it's one of those issues, one of those places where it's so easy. We use shame because it works, and at least in the short run. And so I was just really grateful for Andrew Bauman for his willingness to share those words.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and so last night as I was getting dinner ready, tacos in the Halverson kitchen, I mean, it was like as my wife was walking the dog, but the idea, the dogs, but it's just like I was listening to Dare to Lead by Brene Brown, and she's so profoundly important, and she's talking about integration and wholeness as this shame researcher, And again, shame, you know, if guilt is what I did is wrong, shame is people saying, I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm defective. And we either try to, it seems to me, we try to either outperform it in this perfection, which is not really true, but, and then, or else we just become shame absorbers. And neither one of those is, so it really, as I was listening, I had an aha and texted you because I'm like, this had to be big with Jason and his whole championing integration and wholeness, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Our friend Andrew Nisa asked me yesterday how I define wholeness, and I said, I think that's going to take a longer conversation.
Uh-huh.
But I started writing down the people, I think, who have influenced my thinking about wholeness, and Brené Brown is certainly on my list.
So. Yeah, and it's just kind of this, I guess what I, trailing you on the journey, but just that, as we've said, sin disintegrates. It further breaks you up, and... But stepping into, I don't know, walking in tune with the Spirit and our new selves, it helps bring together, leading to that integration and the wholeness, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the journey God has us on.
But here's the deal. In closing, just the thing is with shame and numerous addictions or numbers that we might choose from food to sex to gambling is that it's like you feel shame and so then you turn to your vice of choice, and then once you, whatever pleasure there might be, then there's further shame, and so that is just a spiral of disaster.
Right, exactly. It fragments further and further.
And so we listen to you so you can help us get out of that hole. All right.
I'm working on figuring it out myself.
Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Everybody, lift your eyes. Today's a new day.
Mike Rambo must be in the house. The Collective Choir founder, director. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Good to have you here.
Absolutely. It's great to be back in the studio again. Thank you for having me.
Fresh off of a rehearsal last night.
Yep, that's
right. I know,
that's
because my daughter, Grace, Collective Choir babysitter.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yep, the Halvorsens have been wonderful servants and just helping the community move along. So.
Elena sometimes helps her, but not last night. But Peggy wants to join. So.
Oh, yay.
Very good.
We'll make it public.
She's been talking about it for a year now. So
perfect.
Well, Mike, what is going on now that's new with Collective Choir? Because, again, we were just talking off the air. Susan was saying, when are you going to get some outdoor rehearsals going on as the weather gets nicer?
Right.
But you guys have some really exciting things coming on that you need the community to be involved in.
Yeah, as you know, the Collective Choir really is a platform for the community to come together to give praise to Jesus. And from different churches or different walks of life different places. I was praying earlier this year, like, God, how can we extend our community, not just at the back end where we're rehearsing, we're actually preparing the music, but at the front end where we're imagining the music, where we're producing the music. And the idea for this contest came out of that, those morning times with the Lord. And so we're extending a contest right now because we're releasing a single called This Is the Day. I'm very excited about this song, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But we wanted to hear the community's voice. We want to see, are there hidden producers or DJs or rappers that want to add their own flavor? And maybe we can build a relationship with them and start to combine efforts in the studio, in production. We're also getting ready for our outdoor season again, finally, praise the Lord. Valley Brook has been amazing to let us winter there at their sanctuary where we can spread out and still be kind of safe for people that are more concerned about that. And now we're going to start to have our sights outdoors and where we really shine, I think. So.
Mm. Yeah, the band shell down there. Well, a couple of different places, but I think Phoenix Park particularly, I think of you guys, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What I love is coming upon a practice and seeing passerby, people who are just there, really enjoy a practice. And I love how visible you are in the community.
Yeah.
And there's just a spirit of acceptance.
Yeah.
I think, and somebody could just come along and start singing with you And that would be a beautiful thing. That's the attitude of collective choir. All are welcome.
Yeah, you really have to watch your proximity when walking by us, because you might be handed a folder. Like,
that's
yeah.
Right.
But we do have people just come by sitting and just with questions. We get a chance to pray with people. I mean, yeah. The Holy Spirit works even in rehearsing the praises of Christ.
Right.
And gathering this community.
So, and so this seems like another way for you to be fishers of men. You're putting the net out there. You're putting the call out there. And you're looking for people who maybe haven't, made the leap to actually.
Yeah. I mean, some people have their own maybe YouTube channels or things like that.
Right.
But the Eau Claire might not know about them because they didn't hit the main cultural press companies and everything like that.
Right.
But we wanted to go to the highways and byways and just say, hey, let's see what you got. We got sponsored by Charter Bank, We have cash prizes for first and second place.
Nice.
The production package is available for download at our website, www.collectivechoir.com, starting Saturday. And you have a couple weeks until April 28th to submit your remix. And then we have a panel of five judges from the area. Evan Middlesworth, who's been an amazing force in the area in the last 10 years with Pine Hollow, and Davy J, who's been an artist here. Alyssa Toms and Noah Estrada, who has a lot of street credibility with the hip-hop branch of things. And Matt Mattoon, who has his studio. He's also our organ player. He's down from Renwood Messenger in Kenosha. And so we have some good ears listening to your stuff and being able to select the judges, and then we'll have a live stream after we select the top three and feature some interviews.
I am going to speak for those of us who aren't as cool as you, Mike Rambo. Could you just tell some of our listeners don't know what a remix is. What is a remix?
Well, let me educate you, listeners. A remix is where you take the song that was put out and you put your own spin on it. So we give you control over the different tracks, like let's say the trumpet or the vocals, and you can add your own beats. You can even just get rid of the vocals and add your own rap,
right,
and just like sample it in different
sure.
ways and use the flavor of the song and the theme of the song. And so that's, we do want to preserve the theme of the song, which is "This is the day." And we took our text from Psalm 118, which is, "This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice
yes.
and be glad in it." But what most people don't know about that text is, or don't think about all the time, is it's couched in warfare. Mm. It's like, God, save us. You know, we're trusting in you. And we're certainly in a time where we've been pressed down, but we're trusting in God every day. And we're choosing to live by faith and walk into the day with victory already, because Jesus rose from the dead.
And so brave.
Yeah.
And
so
great.
So we're very excited to just dialogue over this piece and to rope in the community around it.
And we also don't want to let you get out of here, Mike Rambo, without saying you're going to have pop-up concerts in Phoenix Park. April 17th is kind of the release for this new single, "This is the Day," right?
That's right. Yep. The 17th, 2 and 3 o'clock. We're going to do two little short concerts there, maybe 45 minutes each. And find us. Just listen for the music.
All right.
So there you go.
So again, it's collectivechoir.org.
Collectivechoir.org.
So check that out. Learn more about the remix contest and about other things going on with Collective Choir. And if you want to join, you're always taking members as well. So let's hear the tune as we go out.
Everybody lift your eyes. Lift your eyes. Today's a new day. Collective Choir.
This is the day.
How it is. Feel the wind hit my lungs. Yeah. God sustain. You give me life, I give you praise. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. That brokenness from where I've been, you're healing me.
Yeah. I'm new again.
I'll shout it out, I'll say amen. Yeah. Let the world know how losers win. And give us life through your word.
That's right.
You're the Lord of everything.
Lord, help us know.
Uh-huh.
We press on, you've marked the way.
Do it.
Carpe diem, we seize the day. Clear the way, watch and pray. So we say, church.
This is the day.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
It's all a part of his plan.
This is the day.
So don't you worry about it. Listen.
I will rejoice and be glad.
days new. Come on. You give a new mind, a new view. The missiles that the devil threw, I'll overcome.
I'm born in you. Today I'm not held by fear. The tyrants of this age will hear. Through powers of hell or present pains, your victory's coursing through my veins.
There's purpose every breath I take.
I'll cling to you, my soul awake.
Your praise is on
my tongue I make. Persistent faith, the chains will break.
Yesterday
has come and gone. Forget the past, I'm pressing on.
Towards the goal,
I'll get the prize. Lord, help us realize.
This is the day.
What you're going through today, know that the Lord has a plan, because he made today. Let's go.
This is the day.